Hello, this is Paul Howard. I'm the director of the Center for Medical Progress at the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research. I'm going to be talking today with Manhattan Institute Senior Fellow David Graetzer about his recent article in the Wall Street Journal, McCain is the Real Healthcare Reformer. David, just to start off, you note that Obama's recent attacks on McCain's healthcare policies may be good politics but are bad policy. Could you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. As you know, in key states, Obama has rolled out fierce ads attacking McCain's healthcare proposals. Even in last night's debate, he suggested it amounted to one of the largest tax hikes in American history. And frankly, that just doesn't reflect what's in McCain's plan. Now, again, I'm not an unfettered defender of John McCain. I think there's plenty in his health plan, the case with Obama, that probably doesn't deserve defense. But the core idea, I think, is not only important but worthwhile.
You've talked a little bit about the challenges facing the healthcare system. One of the things you note is that employer-provided health insurance is on the decline, and that McCain's plan addresses this in a very interesting way. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, Paul, you, like millions of Americans, get your health insurance through your workplace. And we don't really give it that much thought because that's the modern face of healthcare. It's certainly an artificial construct. I don't think your employer is providing you directly with food, clothing, or shelter. But healthcare is something that really rises out of wage and price controls that FDR implemented as part of the World War II effort. And the strange thing about it is that it was codified by the IRS in 1954 and continues on to this day. But it's an artificial construct. Again, your employer doesn't provide you with food, clothing, or shelter. And as costs have risen, more and more employers have pulled back. And today, only 59% of American employers still provide health insurance. In contrast, 20 years ago, when Ronald Reagan was finishing up his second term in office, as you know, a full three-quarters of American employers were providing health insurance. So there's a huge shift. 59% is a big drop. And it's going to continue to drop. And I think through the next presidency, it'll drop further. And that's creating a crisis of uninsured. It's also led to an expansion of government programs, record enrollment in Medicaid and SCHIP and other programs.
So the core of McCain's health care reform is a refundable tax credit. Could you talk about how this addresses some of the shortfalls of tying employment to insurance?
Right. So basically what he says is right now, if your employer provides you with health insurance, you get to write it off, in a sense, from your income. There's a tax advantage. He says that's unfair. And I think most people, including the economics director of the Obama campaign, have written about that before. And he says, look, here's a tax credit. You can stay with your employer plan, but if you want, you can opt out and use this refundable tax credit to get a new plan through your church, through your synagogue, through your trade association, through your union, or just buy it yourself on the open market. And that allows you to shop around. And I think that addresses some of the core problems we see today. Just very quickly, choice. About half of Americans who get their employer plan have a choice of exactly one plan. They're stuck. And it's a plan chosen by their employer, not by them. With this change under McCain's vision, you'd be able to opt out of that. And you could stick with the employer plan or you could buy your own. Portability. Change your job. Change your health insurance. Change probably your family doctor as a result because you're in a different provider network. Again, under the McCain plan, you might not be getting employer-based health insurance, and as a result, changing jobs doesn't necessarily mean loss of coverage, switch of coverage. And of course, labor mobility, something we really don't talk that much about, is millions of Americans, Scott Adams suggests maybe 20 to 30% of men, are so concerned about losing health insurance that they don't want to leave their present job. Under the McCain plan, you'd be less concerned about that sort of thing and more able to find a good job rather than a good job benefit package.
One of the really interesting tacks that Senator Obama has taken in defending his health care plan that his surrogates have taken, one of his health care advisors, David Cutler, wrote a piece about this in the Wall Street Journal a couple of months before your piece. Obama's plan was really the status quo. Could you talk about that?
Well, I think that's the most positive thing they can say about their plan and perhaps the most damning. Look, we're down to 59% of employers providing health insurance. That number is dropping, as we discussed just a moment ago. There are two ways we could go. Either we rethink this employer-employee health insurance paradigm, or we shore up the sinking status quo. And really, that's what Obama's opted for. He says, look, expand Medicaid, expand Medicare, expand SCHIP. And he said that's the approach to take. And needless to say, it's a very expensive approach because it's requiring government to, in a sense, do another bailout, not of Wall Street, but of Main Street, or at least mainstream's health plans. Whether he's talking about, you know, $1.3, $1.4 trillion over the next decade being spent on this. So, yeah, Cutler's point, and he wrote this up in the Wall Street Journal, is that they want to modernize our current system. And I think, again, those are some of the most damning words you could say about it. It's about the current system. Well, I don't think the current system works particularly well. I don't think the concept of employer-based health insurance really works with a modern mobile labor force. And as a result, I think that it's the soft bigotry of low expectations.
And I think, as you've noted elsewhere, economists on both the left and the right, if this had been proposed just a few years ago, would have had a positive reception to this, because everyone seems to recognize tying insurance to employment is problematic.
David Cutler wrote in his book, page 126, health insurance is not something that is made better by tying it to employment. Jason Furman in February wrote that if you want to expand coverage, if you want to reduce cost, if you want a more equitable system, you should move past employer-based health insurance. Look, until John McCain endorsed this plan in October 2007, left, right, and center all agreed there was a problem with employer-based health insurance. Now look, in fairness, people really quibble about the details. Conservatives have argued that the individual market is much more functional than liberals will acknowledge. Liberals have said, look, it doesn't work, and what you need is community rating and guaranteed issue, basically. In layman's terms, we should all pay the same price for health insurance regardless of age or health status. I mean, those are details that one could have pretty passionate debates about. The Obama attacks have nothing to do with that, and unfortunately lost in this campaign is what I think is a pretty reasonable idea that left, right, and center could agree, which is that today's health insurance system based on employer coverage just doesn't really jive anymore.
Well, I think that's a terrific point to end on. If you'd like to read more about David Graetzer's piece in the Wall Street Journal, McCain is the Real Healthcare Reformer, published on Tuesday, October 7th, 2008, please go to the Manhattan Institute's website at www.manhattan-institute.org.